I was walking down the ministry, all of a sudden God spoke to me just clearly, said, "Son, call Philip Rim." I said, "Lord, I ain't thought of Philip in 10 years. I mean, I hadn't seen him in 10 years. I don't have a clue where he's at." I said, "Okay." I walked in the office, told the girls, I said, "See if you can find Philip Anthony Wren for me." And so a little later they come back and said, "We found three of them." I said, "Okay." They were all over the United States, three different places. I called all three of them. And I said, "This is Thurman Scrivener. Do you know me?" "Never heard of you." I said, "Okay." Three of them I called. Nobody. I said, "Okay, Lord." I tried. I did everything. I tried. We tried. We looked up every Philip Anthony Wren in the United States of America. And we can't find him. I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, you have Philip call me." And in a few days, Philip called me. And he said, I said, "Well, good, Phil. How you doing, son?" He said, "Well, not too good." I said, "You need to come see me." He did, and I found out he was having all kinds of problems. His life was going every way but the right way. I said, "Come out here, son." And, of course, it wasn't long. I got all these problems taken care of from the Word of God. I got him and this little sweet little girl he's going with. I got them to get married. And I got all, now they got this beautiful baby back there. And both of them's life is just blessed. God bless their socks off now. And Philip told me the other day, he said, "Thurman, it's really not hard to serve Jesus." And see that beautiful little thing he's carrying in his arms right there? Oh, isn't that a little sweetheart? I mean, that's their little baby girl. She is blessed. She is blessed. She's got a mom and daddy's walking with Jesus. In fact, Krista, the mama, the other day, the little girl had pink eye. You know, she had this pink eye, and Phil said, "No problem, I'll pray for her." And he prayed for her and left her at home with the baby. Well, during the course of the day, every time Mama would look up, she'd look at that little eye, her little baby, and that little eye's a-weeping, and this little thought would come to her, "You need to call the doctor." She'd rise up, she'd go over and open her Bible, and she said, "No, I will not call the doctor because it is written. I'm standing by faith with my husband." And then a little later, she'd look at that precious little thing in the eye. She'd hear this little voice say, "But you need to call the doctor." She fought that battle all day long. Every time, without fail. It is written. Now, what is the best thing you can do? It is written. Well, when Phil got home that night, he said, "No problem, honey. Wake up in the morning, she'll be healed." See, he has faith. She's learning. She's getting there. They're getting there together. The next morning, I woke up, that beautiful little girl was totally, completely healed, didn't have a sign of pink eye or nothing. Now then, see, that's a healing. That's when Jesus was doing this. He was nursing them when they were sick, and he was easing their pain and discomfort. But he didn't do a healing miracle on that little girl. Now, I know Krista would have loved it when Phil reached up and prayed for that little thing and said, "In the name of Jesus, be healed." That little eye just cleared up and be perfect. Now, that's the way we always want it to happen, isn't it? But it don't always work like that. The Lord, He don't do that for us all the time. If He did, I'm telling you, we'd be a spoiled, rotten bunch. You know it? Yeah, we'd be spoiled, rotten. You know? But I love being spoiled, rotten, don't you? Yeah. But those kids that are spoiled, rotten, usually them's the kind you don't want to be around, isn't it? So God ain't going to do that for you either all the time. He's going to train you. But the Lord nurses them when they are sick and eases their pain and discomfort. And, "O Lord, I prayed, have mercy on me, heal me, for I have sinned against you." Now, why was this guy sick? "O Lord, I prayed, have mercy on me, heal me, for I have sinned against you." Now, what made him sick? He sinned. Isn't that amazing? Do you want to sin? Not if you no. If you want, do you want to walk in divine health? Ooh, I do. I love walking in divine health. It's great. All right, let's go to the next set of verses. Ezekiel 34, "And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel." Now, I've got a feeling that God might say this to some of us today, the shepherds of the United States of America. "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds," or the pastors, "Woe be to the pastors or shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock?" What are you here today to get? You're to be fed. That's what you drove from wherever you come from. And some of you came from a long ways. I mean, I've seen people from New Orleans, from St. Louis, from Kansas City, you name it, West Texas, New Mexico. I've seen people from all over here today, met them. And you didn't make that trip. You didn't fly in or drive in to come here today for a 30-minute normal sermon, did you? You came in to be fed the Word, right? Well, praise God, that's what we're trying to do, because I don't want to be this guy. The Lord says here, Son of Man, prophesy against the shepherds or the pastors of Israel or of America. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds, for they did not feed of Israel, that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Next two. Ye eat the fat, and you clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick. Now, wait a minute. Who is it? He says, the diseased have you not strengthened. How am I going to strengthen you? Neither have you healed that which was sick. Who's supposed to do the healing?
We are.
We are. How are we supposed to do that? We take His Word, we lay hands on you or speak His Word or pray the prayer of faith for you, and that releases that healing power from the King, and He heals you. But if we don't do that, He can't touch you, can He? We have to do it. Somebody says, you mean I can lay hands on the sick? You mean I can just touch this person and say, be healed in the name of Jesus, and something will happen? If you do it in faith, it will. Won't it? Now, every one of us got that power in us.
Amen.
You got it, He's got it, and I've got it.
That's right.
And so when we know that, we see somebody sick, we go up and get them to repent of their sin and pray over them, kick that devil out of them,
yes,
and lay hands on them and get them healed, right? But that's what the King told us to do, right, young lady?
That's what He told me to do.
Amen. That's what He said. The diseased have you not strengthened. See, He was unhappy with them because the disease, the people that are sick and afflicted, we didn't go minister to those. I mean, just like that day, J.C., Pastor J.C. went up and laid hands on his mother-in-law. He stepped over into the God kingdom that day. I mean, he stepped in there by faith. He forgave her sins and all. You heard him say what he did. And God moved miraculously and touched that woman and healed her. Now then, isn't that wonderful to see God do those kind of things? Ooh, and I'm so glad he couldn't find me that day because he needed that practice himself. And he's getting more of it all the time, right, J.C.? Amen. But see, you know what happens when you lay your hands on the first person? Like, I was in a men's Bible study one time, and actually I'd been teaching a Bible study, and I walked by a men's Bible study class, and one of them said, Thurman, come in here a second. I walked in. He said, why is it, now this is a Baptist church, why is it when you lay hands on the sick, they get healed? I said, well, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you laid hands on somebody and expected God to heal them? He said, well, I ain't never done that. I said, well, that's why I get them healed and you don't. Because I lay hands on them expecting the King to do what He told me to do in His book. Now, did He tell me to lay hands on the sick and He'd heal them?
Amen.
That's what He said. But I didn't find where He put my name in there. I didn't see where He said, Thurman Scrivener will be able to put his hands on the sick and they'll get healed. I just read He said, lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. Is that what He said? To those that believe. Are you a believer? Hey. And then verse 4 He says, the diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. You think God's happy with His boys that's not doing a good job for His people? I don't think He's happy with us today, do you? No. I think He expects us to be teaching this Word just like it's written. Telling you, showing you what He demands and commands us to do. And when we do that here, He changes people's life. They repent of their sins. We pray for them, and we see God. I don't even know how many people I've seen Him heal. Just like the other day, there was a young man come up here, and he said, Sir, I haven't been here in 2 years. He said, I came here 2 years ago to a healing school, and I'd had a back problem for years, and I got healed. But he said, we live a long ways from here, and said, we haven't had a need, but we've been listening to your stuff. But he said, recently my wife's come down with a sickness. And so he told her, I said, it's time to go back to Dallas. So he said, I loaded her up. And we came down here. And today, we want you to pray for us. Now see, he knew it works because he got a healing himself. Now, if he got healed and then his lovely wife come down with a sickness and there ain't a whole lot the doctors can do, it's time now to get back in the car and drive 12 or 15 hours to show up where that there is a man that believes that God will do what he said. And when you pray over them, guess what? It happened. Just like the young lady come back, she said, sir, I hadn't been here in 2 years either. But she said, I had diabetes and I came here 2 years ago and you prayed for me. And I got instantly healed that day. I've never used any insulin or anything since. I've been totally healed ever since. See, I have no idea. Some of y'all never come back to tell us that you got healed until somebody else gets sick in the family, and then you come back 2 or 5 years later and say, oh, I was here 5 years ago and I got healed. Did you call us and let us know? No, I didn't have time. Okay, as long as God knows, that's all. I hope you tell Him more than you do us. I hope you're at least telling the King every day, Lord, I thank You for healing me, because I don't need any worship and praise at all, but He wants Your worship and praise. You know that? And if you want, if He healed you and you don't worship and praise Him, I guarantee it won't be long till He come back upon you. You've got to give Him praise. And you've got to do all these things. So I do not want to be one of those men. Okay, Micah 6. The Lord's voice cried unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is abominable? Let's go to the next two. Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances and with a bag of deceitful weights? For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouths. Verse 13. Therefore, because of all these things, you see this wicked bunch? Therefore also will I make you sick. Is that what he said? Because you've been a crooked beast. Because you've cheated people. You've used wrong balances and scales. In other words, you're a businessman and you've cheated people. Is that what he was talking about? Therefore, also will I make you sick.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.